Well, Dr. Helen Caldicott is one of the world's best-known anti-nuclear campaigners. She spent four decades using her medical knowledge to argue against the dangers of the nuclear cycle, and she's been nominated for the Nobel Prize. She spends a lot of her time overseas, but she's back in Australia at the moment to join the protest against the Olympic Dam in northern South Australia, set to become the world's biggest uranium mine. She's been up at Roxby taking part in the Lizard's Revenge event. She came into the studio a short time ago and talked about how shocked she'd been by the police reaction to the protest.
I get up there and there are 400 protesters, there are doctors and nurses and professionals and people with dreads and all sorts of people, 400, peaceful, you know, and there are 300 police. And they were intimidating, they stopped cars, they took everyone's records, their names, addresses, how dare they? And I tell you, when they stopped me and they were questioning the driver, and it was on Crown Land, I went mad. I said, this is a police state. I have never experienced anything like this. How dare you? This is my country. Freedom of expression and speech. How dare you do this? And how much is it costing the taxpayers for all you police up here? Well, they look at you with eyes like dead stones. And I got really, really angry. I said, it's like Nazi Germany. They had helicopters searching all the time. They had searchlights at night shining on people going into the bush for a leak and stuff. Unbelievable. And these kids were benign.
One of the reasons you went up there, or probably the main reason, was that you were trying to communicate with people who worked in the mines about the dangers that you say they don't realise they're in.
Yeah.
Now, the BHP would say all the safety checks have been done. And
well, they're lying.
Danger.
They're lying. The dangers to the miners are several fold. One is they're exposed to whole body gamma radiation, like x-rays given off by the radioactive elements in the mine consistently, as well as their testicles. And when you get radiation on testicles, it mutates the genes in the sperm to induce genetic mutations passed on generation to generation for diabetes, cystic fibrosis, you name it. That they're inhaling radon gas. Yeah, they ventilate the radon gas, but they're still inhaling it. They wear respirators, not all the time. Respirators do not block out radon gas. Radon gas is a potent cause of lung cancer. More and more medical literature about it. Then there's radium and the dust, and it's very dusty. It's very hot. They get it in their mouth. They swallow it. The body absorbs it and thinks it's calcium. And it's laid down in the bone. Now, radium gave Madame Curie leukemia, because she enriched it and isolated it. And so these miners are at risk for bone cancer, leukemia, and other cancers too, and lung cancer, and whole body radiation, which can cause many cancers. But they're not told the dangers. So
you were telling them the dangers. Did you feel as though you got the message across?
Oh, yeah. There are quite a lot of young women with babies. And, you know, I'm a paediatrician, and I found a baby at the end and held the baby up. And I said, look, 6 weeks old she was. I said, this is what I've been talking about. All future generations. Well, people wept, including some fairly hard-hearted miners who came in pretty darn sceptical. In the end, they were totally moved. Yeah, not a lot came, and there was intimidation, I heard, by BHP to say, if you came, you might get your job back. It's a non-unionised force. How dare they have a non-unionised force in our country, in Australia? What's happening to our country? And they're not told about the dangers before they go into the mine. Now, you know, it should be law, occupational health and safety standards, that all workers know the dangers to which they're exposed. The wives didn't really understand, but they got it. There weren't enough there to really. But there's a lot of media, including the Advertiser. Guess what? No article today. So what's the suppression of the information about Olympic Dam in the Advertiser and the Murdoch media, I would ask? What's happening in Adelaide, where the anti-uranium movement was started in my sitting room in 1975, where I got around to speak to most of the unions in Australia in 75, and the ACTU passed a ban on uranium mining for 5 years till Bob Hawke, for whom I have no respect, passed the three mine policy, you know? And that's like saying to a patient, well, Mrs. Brown, you're just a little tiny bit pregnant. Don't worry about it. It opened the door to uranium mining, open slather throughout Australia. And, you know, we're killing people.
So as a campaigner, as someone who goes out and talks to people, tries to persuade them, has the science at your fingertips, how often do you feel that you've really succeeded?
Very often when I'm in Canada, I get national press in Canada. I get major media in America. I've been asked to Dubai to speak there because I want to build reactors there. I'm going to Japan to speak at the National Press Club in November and to speak to doctors all over the country. I just did a grand rounds at Flinders Medical School, and they were just blown away, the medical students, because you don't have to say much because we all understand. I'm not an activist, I practice global preventive medicine. And when you have an incurable disease like cancer, the only recourse is prevention. And you don't have industries that will create massive epidemics of cancer for the rest of time and genetic malformations in children for the rest of time and bombs. That is, I'm sorry, but the only word I can think of is evil.
That's anti-nuclear campaigner Dr. Helen Caldicott, who's been up at Roxby. She'll be speaking at a public event in Adelaide this weekend, and there are details on our website. And just to update you on what has been happening at Roxby, because a lot of it hasn't hit the papers, there were six people arrested yesterday, today, 13 yesterday. The Lizard car, which has apparently been central to the Lizard's revenge protest, has been impounded. And Kevin Buzzacott, Elder Arabana Elder Kevin Buzzacott, has declared his lands a sovereign state.